Have you ever been in a position where somebody's asked for your advice, they've asked your opinion, they've asked you a question, they ask you what you believe, and you consider that they actually are interested in your answer? So you tell them what you believe, what you think, you give them an answer to their question, and you end up with two people with opposing opinions or opposing beliefs, and you end up in an argument. And now you've got two people who one walks away angry, or one walks away upset, one walks away disappointed, or two people walk away and they never speak to each other again just because they had a difference of opinion. And we've all got the right to our opinion, don't we? The question is, do you want people to have the same opinion as you? Is it important that you have, if you have a religious belief, a political persuasion, you have a certain way of eating or a certain way of exercising, is it important that other people believe the same thing that you do? And if that's the case, and it might be because you care about the person, so you don't want them to have a dangerous exercise plan that could hurt them, or you don't want them to have a dodgy eating plan that won't be good for their health. So you tell them what to do and you tell them what they shouldn't do and you give them your opinion. And we forget that they might be doing that for a reason. They might passionately believe that this is the best way to eat, or they might be excited about this exercise program. So instead of changing their mind, we end up in an argument and they take an even stronger stand for that particular belief. What if we praise people for their convictions? We congratulate them for having an opinion. We get excited about the fact that they are motivated to exercise a certain way or eat a certain way. We congratulate them for having a belief in a God or a religion or a political persuasion, so that we build a relationship with them rather than breaking it down. And then perhaps ask the question, does it matter if they believe a different thing to me? And if the answer is yes, then perhaps we consider that we ask questions rather than telling, to get them thinking about making changes inside their own head. So if whatever they're doing at the moment, if it's going to hurt them or if it's not good for them, they get to make that decision and feel good about it and feel respected that they made the decision, versus having somebody tell them what to do. So it's very easy to say, don't eat that, or don't exercise that way, or you shouldn't believe that, or don't smoke, or don't take drugs. But if somebody decides for themselves that they want to have a safer, faster, easier, more effective eating and exercise plan, that they want to stop smoking because it's not good for their health and they want to be around for their kids, that they don't want to take drugs because it's not a great way to live their life, and they get to make the decision, then they feel really good about the decision rather than somebody's pointed out that they have made a mistake or they've done something silly. Communication is about making people feel good about themselves rather than pulling them down or telling them that they're wrong. And the only reason that we know that is because we hate it when people do it to us. When people pull us down, when people tell us that we're wrong, when we feel that we've done something stupid, we might even defend our opinion just because we don't want to feel like we've been doing something silly. So what about if in our superb communication, we asked ourselves these questions? Does it matter if somebody has a different opinion to me? Could I congratulate them on their opinion? If I really want to change their mind, do I need to build a relationship with them or break the relationship down? Do I need to make them feel respected and appreciated, or should I try and hurt their feelings and make them feel like they're stupid? If we really care about people, maybe it's more about making them feel good about themselves and wanting to have a happier, healthier life rather than making them feel stupid because they're doing it the wrong way. So if you have an opinion about food or exercise or religion or political persuasion or anything else, perhaps consider that other people have the right to have their opinion. And if you really want people to change, perhaps build a relationship with them rather than breaking the relationship down. Make people feel good.